Presenting Notes from Your Soldier's Notebook. The Sixth Service Command presents Notes from Your Soldier's Notebook, a series of programs about your soldiers in the camps and hospitals of Illinois, Wisconsin, and Michigan. Today, you'll hear the thrilling story of 27-year-old Colonel Howard Beer, pilot and paratrooper. You'll hear the songs of Corporal Bob Eberle and the music of the 344th Army Service Forces Band. So listen while we transcribe the many entries in your soldier's notebook. In the musical section of the notebook, there's an item listed under the heading, New Arrangement of an Old Tune. Just possibly this entry was made by Sergeant Carmondello, for he's the lad who leads the band in the new arrangement of an old tune named What Is This Thing Called Love? Pages of the soldier's notebook until you come to a pressed flower. What will you find written there? Perhaps a few lines to remind him of a date not so long ago. And here's Corporal Bob Eberle to make the vocal entry with The Love I Long For.
The love I long for, I've no right to demand, but I'd make much of the touch of a tender hand. The love I long for, is a thing set apart. Your love is my need, for I need an understanding heart. Someone who's there to care when there's gray in the sky. Someone who's there to share the song and the sigh. No harm in dreaming of a heaven above. Can it be wrong for me to long for this love?
Our special guest today is 27-year-old Lieutenant Colonel Howard F. Beer of the Army Air Forces, who has seen more action and adventure in the past 4 years than most people see in an entire lifetime. He wears, besides campaign ribbons covering every theater of operations, the Distinguished Flying Cross, the Air Medal with 6 oak leaf clusters, the Presidential Unit Citation with 1 oak leaf cluster, British Paratrooper Wings, American Paratrooper Wings, and has also been awarded the Silver and Gold Wings of the Yugoslavian government for distinguished service to that and other allied countries. Colonel, what have you been doing lately?
Well, lately, that is, until I returned to the country, I've had a bunch of B-24 web raiders over in Italy.
I see. And how many missions have you completed in all, Colonel, Italy and everywhere?
I've had 80 altogether. I did 58 with my own outfit, and 22 with the Royal Air Force before I went back with the American Air Force.
I see. I noticed by your wings, Colonel, that you're not only a pilot, but also a paratrooper. How many jumps have you made?
Well, I've made 37 altogether. That includes, of course, those that I've made with the British paratroopers before I came with the American paratroopers.
I see. 37. That's quite a record. Of all your flying missions, Colonel, which did you consider your toughest?
I think our toughest missions were those that we ran over Ploiești. As you'll recall, Ploiești is the central oil field in Romania, and they supply a great deal of the oil that Germany has always held vital, which Germany has always needed in order to wage a war. We tried to eliminate those oil fields.
I see. You must have had some pretty harrowing experiences over those fields, so I imagine it's pretty great to be back home again, isn't it?
Well, frankly, it is and it isn't. It's always nice to get back home when you've been away this long, when you've looked forward to the things that we as Americans have always had, and I hope always will have. But it's not so nice when I think of the kids and the officers, friends of mine who are still over there and to whom I hope to return shortly, who are still fighting this war and fighting it just as desperately as they've always fought it, because they know it's not over, not over by a long shot.
I see. Well, we hear a great deal about the Air Corps and the fine work you all are doing. As an Air Corps man, what do you think of the ground forces and the job they're doing, Colonel?
Well, I'm probably a bit prejudiced, because I used to be an infantry officer. As you know, We in the Air Force get a great deal of publicity and lots of glamour out of this show and lots of thrills. And the ground forces don't get that. They simply run a slugging match. They're fighting it out, and they're fighting it out more desperately now than they ever have had to before. Because Jerry and the Japs are getting tougher. And as they get tougher, we have to get tougher. And on the ground, you don't have the glamour and the thrill that you have in the Air Force. You're doing nothing but digging foxholes and using knives and bayonets and pushing ahead a little bit at a time and eating cold food most of the time.
Colonel, we hear a lot about the great needs for more ammunition and supplies. Why do you figure that is?
I think that we need more. I think we've always needed more because the war has now gotten down to the desperate stage, to the vital, to the urgent stage, where the men who are doing the fighting, as I said a moment ago, are the men in the ground forces. And they're burning up ammunition and supplies at a fantastic rate, at a rate far in excess of that which we thought conceivable.
You mean they're using firepower rather than using lives?
Yes. We're trying to save lives by blasting out enemy points, by blasting out enemy opposition centers with artillery and with armored vehicles, rather than use lives.
This need is great in the ground forces, but it's not only in the ground forces, is it, Colonel?
No, we also need it in the air forces. We need your help. We need all of your help. We're just starting our Asiatic war. We have to have planes like the C-54s to carry the urgently needed supplies, the plasma, the engines, the oil, the spark plugs, so our B-29s can continue to eliminate Japan.
Thank you, Colonel Beer, for your vivid story of our men in action. Folks, Colonel Beer is just one of the vast army of men and women abroad and at home, on the field and in the factory, who are driving forward toward the day of final victory over our enemies. Colonel Beer's fine example of devotion to duty and courage in face of odds can be an example to all of us. An example pointing to only one thing, to stay on the job. If you are working in an essential war plant, stick to your job. By staying on the job, all of us will speed victory and save lives. Get that? Save lives. And so, for another week, we close the covers of your soldier's notebook. Be with us again next week when the Sixth Service Command presents Notes from Your Soldier's Notebook, featuring songs and music, and another thrilling story of fighting men in action. Your announcer is Sergeant Forrest Athlon.